This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba, and we're continuing in Mishnah Brura. Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. The Mechaber said in Se'if Aleph that if you read the Torah, you should not leave over less than three psukim because of the people who leave early. They're going to say the next Oila only read two psukim. Likewise, you should not begin less than three psukim into the parsha, because those who come late, they're going to say you only read two psukim in the previous aliyah. And the Rama says, "Ein ve'ein chiluk bein parsha pechusa l'sesuma." There's no chiluk between an open parsha and a sealed parsha. U'parsha she'ein arak shnei psukim motel l'sharim batchila u'lehafsek sham. What about a parsha that's only two psukim? Then you're allowed to leave it over and to stop there. Let's see what that means. Mutar l'shayer batchila. Roitzalaymer l'shayer eitzel haparsha. That is, let's say a parsha is only two psukim, and you're going to stop right before that parsha. So maybe somebody who leaves early, sheyoymru, they're going to say, well, maybe in the next oila we'll only read two psukim. Vein lachash mishem hayoytzen sheyomer sha'akorei acharav lo yikre ela shnei psukim. Dechol she'en royin shinoi loichai shinan. Because if they don't see something unusual, we're not suspicious. Dedavka im yaniach shnei psukim b'parsha shemesayim ba. It's only if you stop two psukim left at the end of the parsha. So people are wondering, why didn't you finish up the parsha? Why do you leave over two psukim? To stop at the end of a parsha, and the next parsha is only two psukim, people are not going to ask questions. You didn't do anything unusual. You stopped at a reasonable spot. However, if you stop two psukim short, people are going to wonder. It's a shinoi. Zehav a shinoi, mevil dechshad, ma she'inkein b'shagoymer ha'parsha sho'ima ba'inkan shinoi. As opposed to if you finish the parsha that you're standing in, there's no unusual activity. V'adin shemoto likrei ha'parsha hazois, b'tzeirov ma she'kar lefaneha. You could also read these two psukim and then stop right after it. And we're not worried, people are going to say, oh, the last oila only read two psukim. We're not afraid somebody who comes late will say, people will only say that if you start after two psukim into a parsha. It's only in a different case where you stop in the middle of the parsha. Chayshinan, we're worried. Diyoymer hanichnasin, we're concerned that someone who enters will say shemistam aloy kara el shnei psukim. Probably this aliyah only read two psukim. In other words, if you start two psukim into the parsha, then we're worried that people who came late will say you only read two psukim into this parsha. However, you could end off an aliyah after a parsha that's only two psukim, and we're not worried that nechnasim are going to say that the previous aliyah only read two psukim. Only when you start two psukim into the parsha are we going to say that. D'ilav hachi lama kar lahalon v'lo siyem b'gmara parsha. Otherwise, the latecomer is going to say, why did they read from here and they didn't complete the whole parsha? As opposed to where you've completed a complete parsha, which was two psukim, people are not going to say that's all you read. They're going to say you stop there because that was the end of the parsha. Masiyim b'gmar parsha leka l'meicha shalmidi. However, v'yesh machmirim b'zeh she'en lasos ken l'chadchila. There are those who are machmir about this, not to do it l'chadchila. The El Yarabah is Mesupik, the Prichadosh is Machmir. However, in the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to be Mishanef in the Minhag HaOlam that they read Uviyoyim HaShabbos for Shlishi, but Lechatchila you should be Choshesh for this Lechatchila. What does that mean? Let me see. In Parshas Pinchas, let's see what we read. What, let's say on Rosh Chodesh, we read, Vayidaber Shem Moshe Leimar, Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, V'yamarta, that's three psukim. Then we go back, we read, V'yamarta, Esek Heves Echad, V'asir Sa'ifa, that is three psukim. Oilas Tamid, V'niskoy, V'esek Heves Echad, V'esek Heves Echad, V'esek Heves Echad, V'esek Heves Echad, V'esek Heves. And then we say, U'v'yoyim HaShabbos. Now, that means, we're ending off an aliyah after a parsha of two psukim. So even though there are those who are machmir not to do that, on Rosh Chodesh, we do do that. We do say the two psukim of Uviyam HaShabbos, because that's the minog. So the Chachili shouldn't do this. Ki im b'kriyas Rosh Chodesh, that we end off the shlishi of a two psukim parsha. Avo kishakorim parshas haShavua b'seder Pinchas. When we read the regular parsha of the week, ain lahafzik achar uviyam haShabbos chachila. You shouldn't stop after uviyam haShabbos. We don't. We stop after uvrashi chachichem. Uchai gavna b'shari mekomos kishaira parsha ketana. L'chadchila, you know, if for whatever reason you have to make a hoysafa, keep this in mind. You should not make a hoysafa after a parsha that's only two psukim. Kasav hamagin Avram ima parshi be'emtsa pasuk. Let's say there's a parsha in the middle of the pasuk, going betchilas parshas Pinchas, but pasuk vayihi acharei hamageifa, where that's in the middle of the pasuk, it's the end of the parsha. Sheyesh piska beemtsa pasuk, mutter l'sayim ba pasuk hasamachlay. You could end off in the adjoining pasuk, because we're not worried that somebody leaves early is going to say, oh, he's only going to read the half of pasuk coming up, which is a whole parsha. Everybody knows, everybody knows you don't end off a middle pasuk, afal pi she'isham parsha. So we're not worried about that. But by the way, it does sound like, if let's say you have a parsha that's one pasuk, you have like in Nishpatim, you know, where you have a psukim that it's a pei or a samach after one pasuk. You can't, you should not stop an aliyah after that pasuk. Let's see in Mishpatim. This guy. Yeah, let's see. Ki seitze heyehi shumatza koitzim nechagadosh oyahem oyezadah shalim isham hamaviris habeirot. It's the end of a parsha. You have many psukim. Ki yaviris hadeh oycherem mishalachaz beirovir v'steyacher meitav sadeh heyehu meitav karma yishalim. Can't stop there. Unless you say it's only two psukim, you don't stop. Because maybe people will think you lay in two psukim. But maybe one pasuk, everybody knows, you're allowed, you would never lay in. But here the Mishnah Berurah is saying, everybody knows you don't lay in a half a pasuk. But maybe one pasuk. Here's my question, because if you look in Shlishi, in Mishpatim, there, the shlishi is before the pasuk ki yaver ish sada oicherem, and that next pasuk is a parsha. So when the Mishnah Berurah here says l'chatchila, he says v'yesh machmirim b'zeh she'en la'asos ken l'chatchila ki'im b'kriyas rosh chodesh that we lay in uviyoyim haShabbos as shlishi. And that meaning we stop before Uviyoyim HaShabbos. One second. Actually, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean? We lay in Uviyoyim HaShabbos as Shlishi. We start, Shlishi is Oilas Tamid. Oilas Tamid is three psukim. I guess the issue is, you're stopping at the end of two psukim, You're now to stop at the end of two psukim. People are going to think that's all you read. Is this chashash of stopping only don't stop after two psukim? Or how about stopping before two psukim? Why are we worried about Yoitzim or only Nechnasim? I'm just pointing out that in Parshas Mishpatim, there are Aliyos. Oh, it's actually both, it works both ways. Shlishi is before one Pasuk of a Parsha. Chamishi is after one Pasuk of a Parsha. So that seems to show that Bizman Hazeh, we are not careful about one Pasuk. So even though the Mishnah Berurah says, we're not careful about a half a pasuk, but it seems like we're also not careful about one pasuk. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you look in Parshas Mishpatim, the stoppings are both before one pasuk of a parsha and after one pasuk of a parsha. So, okay, let's see the end of the Rama. This is also a very interesting point that there are a lot of exceptions to. You should always have kavana to begin laning with something good and end with something good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Hey, Bedavar Toiv. What is Davar Toiv meaning? Shel Yisrael, for Jews. The Toivas Abigilim in a Kriya Toiva. What's good for idolaters is not called good. Ra means for Yisrael. The Magen Avraham brings the proof that we know that on Rosh Hashanah we lay in Zichroinos, we're now to lay in Psukim of Peronios, Li Yisra, but Loiv De Gilulim we're allowed to. Kasa B'Sefer Chasidim Simen Tavshet Ayin. Yizar HaChazen Shlo Yikra Lemishu Ivar Pesach Bashas Avar Sar Shavar. The Gabbai should not call up for an Aliyah, someone who's blind in the parsha of Avera Soy Shavur. Oilamisha Roishoy Nesek, Parsha's Nasakim. Someone has a bald spot in the Parsha's Nasakim. Vlo Yikra Lamisha Choshed al Arayos, the Parsha's Arayos. Vachain Bechal Dover Vedover. Vain Lachazin Lachshev Lavorch Echa Beshas Brochis, Oilakala Beshas Shikoria Klois. The Bal Koire should not think, oh, I'm leaning this Yivarechacha, I have in mind to be Mavarech Ploini, or to be Makalel Ploini. Vatam Shetzach Shia Kamnasa Likrois Batoira Lishma. The reason is, you need to have kavana. So in other words, when you're laning, you're now to think of family members, or friends, or relatives, or enemies. You have to read the Torah Lishma, and not for any machshava zara. V'yisayim b'davar toiv, v'ein l'sayim b'mi, she'asa ma'asera. So I have a question on that. If you look in Parshas, one of the parshiyos ends, Letaharoi oi letamoi. Shmini ends, Bein achai anechel, so Bein achai shaloi sei achel. Is that okay? Tazria ends, this is the big one, Letaharoi oi letamoi. Letaharoi oi letamoi. How could it end Latamai? I thought you know how to end Bedavara. No, but these are the Parshios are, this is the Parsha. Parshios are already in the Medrash. So I think the Rugged Shavar says from the Pasuk Lataroi Latamai that what from the fact that it says Lataroi or Latamai, we learn out Safek Tahar. If it would have said the other way, Safek would be Tamei. So because we learn out a Davar Toiv from the positioning of Latamoi, it's considered ending B'davar Toiv. Okay.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.